You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. When I say Sacramento region, what does that mean to you? It is such a broad way to describe the neighborhoods across the stretch of Northern California or the Central Valley, depending on who you ask. But for the sake of today's conversation, we are talking about six counties: Sacramento, Placer, El Dorado, Yolo, Sutter, and Yuba counties. Home to roughly 2.6 million people today, this region is projected to grow to more than 3.2 million residents over the next 25 years. And if you travel within this footprint, you probably have some opinions, maybe some strong ones, on how getting around and living here can improve. There is a formal plan in place to invest in transportation, climate, and housing as the region grows. It's called the 2025 Blueprint, and it covers 22 cities across the six counties. James Corliss is the executive director of the Sacramento Area Council of Governments, or SACOG, and that is the agency seeing this blueprint through. We're also joined by Evan Schmidt, the CEO of Valley Vision, a civic nonprofit that researches and advises livability for this region. Welcome.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
All right, James, I want to start with you. What exactly is SACOG? Why was it created? What do you do?
Sure. We were created quite a while ago, actually. We represent all 22 cities and six counties in the greater Sacramento region, as you just outlined. And we're here really to support our local governments, our local elected officials, with their visions for the future of this region. We help get investment in transportation. We help them build housing, affordable housing, a mix of housing types. But also, really, we help bring everybody together to work as a team so that our region can succeed and get the investment it needs.
Yeah, I mean, I think about this region and the umbrella of it that SACOG covers, and you have different county supervisors and city councils, and you're basically collaborating and coordinating with everyone in this six county region.
With everyone, and that's a lot of people, but we can't do it alone, and that's the other, we can't go it alone city by city or county by county, and which is why a regional approach is so important.
So Valley Vision, Evan, it dates back 30 years, you know, back to 1994, following the closing of several Air Force bases, including Mather and McClellan, amounting into job losses in the tens of thousands across this area. How do people in this area see the work that Valley Vision does today? What are some notable accomplishments?
Yeah, I think Valley Vision is really seen as a convener for our region and an organization that drives actionable research and strategic planning. And so we work with hundreds of partners across our six-county region to really steward this area, to really do place-based initiatives for our region to make sure that our communities are livable, our environment is sustainable, we have good community well-being and equity, and we're economically prosperous. And we have a variety of strategic plans in broadband. We do action planning to help make sure that we have the infrastructure that we need. We do planning across workforce. We work with systems and bring them together to bring in training that speaks to the needs of our region. We do climate resilience across our rural and urban communities and a whole host of other place-based initiatives that really steward our region and help support livability here.
So now we're talking today about the 2025 blueprint. So how long has this blueprint been in the works?
Well, this blueprint was just adopted by our board of directors in the fall and really launched on Tuesday this week. And we had a great celebration at Aggie Square on Stockton Boulevard. Took about 3 years to develop because we did so much public outreach and engagement with multiple partners in all of our cities and counties. What's actually interesting is the origins of the blueprint go back to something that Valley Vision and SACOG worked on in 2004, which was a voluntary strategy around how we were going to grow, because our traditional planning showed we'd get worse traffic, worse air quality, and a worse quality of life. So we came together 22 years ago to do this blueprint. And now this is really something that is updated for the next 25 years.
Okay. And this blueprint is for the next 25 years,
right,
until 2050. Evan, let's go back to 2004 compared to today. I mean, talking about livability, transportation, and housing. I mean, has it improved in that time, or are there still some challenges that need to be improved upon in this region?
Well, there'll always be challenges. I think when you think about what our region looks like now compared to 2004, there's tremendous changes, tremendous growth. I think about the quality of our educational institutions and how that creates a foundation and backbone for our region, our changing transportation infrastructure, which James can say a lot more about, but continuing to evolve. And we all, you know, nobody likes congestion. We're all trying to get to where we want to go, but continuing to grow on those assets and grow those resources. I think about the collaborative networks we have. That's something Valley Vision works in a lot across a lot of system partners, and the leadership that we have in the region across our jurisdictions, across our civic organizations, and our communities. In my view, there's these examples of things like the blueprint and other big collective visioning exercises have really lent to the connectivity across leadership and community, and also our ability to grow and evolve as a region as you know, as changes occur.
You know, by SACOG's estimates, this region will grow by more than 500,000 people in the next 25 years. If things stayed status quo as it is today, why is that a problem?
Well, I think really what we're the blueprint really is a strategic plan. It's a way to direct and prioritize our investments in transportation, buses, light rail, housing, water, sewer. If we're not strategic, if we don't work as a team, and we can always do better, we're a pretty good team right now, but we need to do better, we're going to have stasis. And we're going to the region will be less affordable, less livable, and we'll be less able to actually attract great employers and grow the region's economy if we're not careful. And so that's why we have the blueprint, to be more proactive and on the front foot.
Yeah, I think a lot of people might feel that today, that it's livability is a struggle, cost of living and housing and getting around across the 6-county region. What are some examples of projects that demonstrate, I guess, progress and success?
Well, for us, just like SACOG is working on this vision or has launched this vision of for land use and transportation for the next 25 years, Valley Vision has been working for the last 3 years on an economic growth vision. This is called We Prosper Together, and it's funded through a statewide program to help regions support inclusive economic growth. We've engaged thousands of people. Hundreds of people have helped co-design. We've brought in the Brookings Institution to do research to really look at how do we need to grow as a region economically. And so I think this idea of creating livable, good-paying jobs is a really important thing for us to focus on, and something that we've been giving a lot of putting a lot of work to in the last few years. Some of the key areas where we see a lot of strength, a lot of momentum, a lot of potential for continued growth is in some specific sectors, where economic or sectors or industries where we have core assets. So things like advanced and precision manufacturing. So just as an example, you might not know that we are 26 times more concentrated in our growth of the semiconductor industry in this region than on average across the United States. This is a huge asset for us. So it takes planning and coordinated action and vision to think about how do we grow this momentum and help do exactly what you're talking about, create more good-paying jobs, connect our transportation systems to these economic growth sectors. We have some great companies that have come in the last couple years, including Bosch in Roseville and Solidigm in Rancho Cordova. So when we think about our transportation corridors and the way that we're developing in housing, we have to really think about these economic centers. I would also say the same thing about biotech. This is an area where we have a lot of assets and a lot of potential to grow. James mentioned that the launch of the blueprint was at Aggie Square earlier this week. That's a fantastic new asset that has been built just in the last few years with UC Davis and Wexford Science and Technology to really help connect these assets that we have with our working lands and food and agriculture, as well as innovation coming out of UC Davis, and translate that into jobs for biotech. So those are the types of things that I think we need to be leaning into when we think about how we're growing our economy and making sure we have enough jobs for the people today and into the future.
How does leaning into, you know, semiconductors, biotech, and these really good paying jobs trickle down to benefit everyone living in this region, people who are teachers or work at the grocery store, so that it's still livable for them as well and it's easy for them to get around?
you know, and one thing that's different among others about 2004 versus today is we really were a government town in 2004. That was our primary sector. We cannot be just a government town, and we're not. I think the efforts of Valley Vision, but all of the economic development organizations in this region have really built these sectors out, and those are called tradable sectors. And what we're trying to do is build wealth in this region that stays in the region rather than have some of that are more service and government jobs where we're not really building wealth and also providing pathways and opportunities for everyone, for low-income communities, for folks with just a high school degree, right? So that's a lot of what Valley Vision does. On the transportation side, the best transportation strategy sometimes is a job strategy. For example, we want Elk Grove to be a job center and get some of these industries. We want Roseville to go beyond Bosch and get more of these industries because then people drive shorter trips. We're not just housing rich because if we can't get jobs in Elk Grove, I-5 and 99 are going to be a parking lot.
Right. Okay. So, you know, I guess as it stands now, when we're looking at the surrounding region, is it that a lot of people are commuting in to Sacramento and in and around the state capital? And the goal is to kind of keep people in the neighborhoods and the counties that they live in and work in.
Yeah, that's the case. And obviously, COVID changed a lot of things, including commute patterns. So that's also something we're taking a really hard look at with lots of good data, which is why Sac State needs to have a presence in downtown Sacramento. We need more housing, and because we're not going to get state workers back 5 days a week. If we get them back four or three, that would be good. So commuting patterns have changed. And yes, just as you said, Vicki, part of what we're trying to do is to build, in some ways, almost self-contained communities, even in Yuba City and Marysville up to the north of us. They need more jobs. Now, those are going to look like different jobs, but they desperately need more jobs so that people aren't commuting south to Sacramento, just like Elk Grove and some of the outlying edges of our region. They need to be more self-sufficient, self-contained, with more opportunity.
Is there another region across the country that Sacramento can compare itself to that perhaps maybe you want to, you know, take the good from and emulate in this blueprint?
That's a great question. I think that one thing I'll say about the Sacramento region is I think we are a kind of a microcosm of the country as a whole. We have such a diverse mix of urban, suburban, rural, and working landscapes across our six counties. So it makes us both unique and also kind of representative of a lot of regions across the nation. I think when we look at comparison places, we look at kind of those markets that are similar size to us. And I know James and SACOG has done a lot of study missions in comparison, but I think Kansas City is a good example where we have some comparable markets. I think we're looking to grow to be close to the size of Denver, who has a lot of really innovative practices and has had a lot of growth in the last 15 years or so. So those are some examples that come to my mind.
Yeah, just last summer, we took our board to Denver, Colorado, because that is, as Evan said, that would be the population we would be in 2050. They are today. So what did they do 20, 25 years ago to get ahead of that curve, right, and to build a really prosperous economy? One fascinating thing in Denver is they scraped an old, huge mega mall, and they built it into a new suburban downtown called Lakewood, which is exactly what Citrus Heights wants to do with its old Sunrise Mall.
All right. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, I'm talking with James Corliss with the Sacramento Area Council of Governments, or SACOG, and Evan Schmidt with Valley Vision. And we're talking about the 2025 Blueprint. That is a 25-year plan that will guide housing, transportation, and climate decisions across our region, spanning Sacramento, Placer, El Dorado, Yolo, Sutter, and Yuba counties. So all of these counties, one is not like the other. They are all unique, very much individual counties. And I really appreciated that the blueprint highlights each county and what a future could look like. So we can dive into a little bit in the last couple minutes that we have. In El Dorado County, I mean, transportation was big. I mean, there is the Trip to Green project along Highway 50, expanding the trail extension, right? And then also some interchange improvements. I mean, what could that look like in the next 25 years?
Yeah, well, and I'm glad you brought that up, Vicki, because we have highlighted every single city and county. And in fact, if you go to our website, at SACOG.org. Go to the 2025 Blueprint, and you can see a really cool story map that's very interactive that shows these kinds of things, right? So El Dorado County is a very proud county in terms of its agricultural roots, its quality of life, for sure. So that trail system is really important. But they also have some really aging infrastructure, and that's a big theme that we picked up in all of our outreach. So they have these outdated interchanges that are, like, frankly, very unsafe that they need to upgrade. They have an express bus service into downtown Sacramento, and those riders are coming back. And so they want to build on some of those transportation options as well.
Yeah, in Placer County, you have it broken out into Auburn and Colfax, Lincoln, Loomis, Rockland, and Roseville. Placer County as well is a very large county. You have some urban and suburban areas as well as rural areas as well. What goes into getting, I guess, an accurate look and snapshot of how to improve Placer County?
You know, Placer County is such a magnet for growth right now, with a lot of economic activity going on and quite the innovation corridor around manufacturing, as we already mentioned, Bosch. And I know that I'll also highlight the more rural part, where this idea of forest health and forest resiliency is a really important component of life in Placer County, and thinking about how we balance climate resilience practices around forest management with the growth that's occurring there. So I think it's kind of taking a look at that big picture across their economy, their opportunities for growth, and then balancing their historic working lands in order to ensure that promise of livability really is happening in Placer County.
And another great transportation thing for Placer County is the Capital Corridor. So we're helping with a third track up to Roseville, which would actually allow much more frequent Capital Corridor Amtrak service to Roseville and Rockland and Auburn, and maybe someday across to Truckee and Reno. Right. So that connects Placer County, not just with Sacramento County, but with the Northern California mega region, which is about 11 million people in 16 counties.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that is a big mega region. So when we think of Sacramento, sometimes you might just think of the city, but of course of Sacramento, but there are more cities than Sacramento. I mean, you have Citrus Heights and Elk Grove, Folsom, Galt, Eielton, Rancho Cordova, and the city of Sacramento. How could this county improve in the next 25 years for the people who live here?
Well, I think I go back a little bit to sort of that model of Citrus Heights. So we have a lot of our cities that are relatively new, along with Rancho Cordova and Elk Grove, right? So I think it's about building places, which is what Evan and Valley Vision have been so good at and focused on. So in Elk Grove, they have a thing called Project Elevate, which is really about a new civic center that will anchor their entire and really build a new downtown and a gathering place. Rancho Cordova has Mills Crossing, but also an exciting new opportunity with a minor league soccer team that could be coming in. So building focal points. Galt has the Galt Market, an amazing historic downtown. We have so many great historic downtowns, by the way, in this region. We're truly blessed. How do we make them revitalize? How do we build more housing and small business opportunities in all of those downtowns? All the way down to Little Eielton, which is a fabulous town and a great community that we are really working hard to get just more basic investment there in terms of upgrading their streets and their infrastructure to make it more walkable, a new sewer plant upgrade. But I highly recommend, if our listeners haven't been to Eielton, you got to go.
Those are great examples. I also just wanted to point out this idea of economic diversification and really recognizing the unique assets that each community has. And as we do that, I think a lot of attention towards how we're creating an inclusive workforce pipeline. And so we have great community colleges, and we have Sac State right in the heart of it, but a lot of opportunities to onboard into these emergent sectors and careers that offer a lot of promise for people. So I think that as we're thinking about the revitalization of our places, it's also thinking about supporting the talent of our people and really utilizing those resources that we have.
Well, Evan and James, thank you so much for stopping by. You'll have to join us throughout the next 25 years, I guess.
Will do. We'll Thanks for updates. Having us.
James Corliss is the Executive Director of the Sacramento Area Council of Governments, or SACOG, and that is the agency leading the 2025 Blueprint. It's a 25-year plan that will guide housing, transportation, and climate decisions across our region. We're also joined by Evan Schmidt, the CEO of Valley Vision. Still ahead, have you ever wanted a subterranean musical experience? We'll learn more about cave concerts that are happening this weekend in the Sierra foothills. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.